Emma, welcome to another episode of the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News.
Daniel, and this time, we have some really interesting news.
Yes, it's about a groundbreaking project called Tornado 2 Tempest.
I see, so you're saying they are recycling parts from old Tornado aircraft?
Exactly, the project is a collaboration between Additive Manufacturing Solutions Limited, the UK Ministry of Defence and Rolls-Royce.
Wow, that is so cool, right?
Yes, it is the first time recycled metallic materials have been used in an aircraft.
So what exactly is being recycled here?
They're taking high-criticality metals, like titanium, from retired Tornado aircraft.
Got it, and then they turn those into new parts for the Tempest fighter jets.
Precisely, they extract the metals, atomize them into powders and use them for 3D printing.
That sounds like a huge leap for sustainable manufacturing in the aerospace industry.
Absolutely, the first part of the project was to prove that old parts could be repurposed into new ones.
And they created a 3D printed nose cone for the Orpheus engine, right?
Yes, and it passed all the rigorous tests for suitability and safety.
That's impressive. I mean, it's not just about recycling, it's about meeting the high standards required for military aircraft.
Exactly, and the project has been recognized with the CDLS commendation.
What does that commendation mean for AMS and the project?
It shows their commitment to delivering and improving support to the front line.
And it's not just about the environment, it's about innovation and efficiency as well.
Right, the CEO of AMS mentioned it's a game-changing circular economy process.
So this is a win-win for the environment and for the defense sector.
Yes, and it's a great example of the Northwest's aerospace cluster driving innovation.
I think this is exactly the kind of project the NWAA is all about.
Definitely, connecting companies, supporting innovation, and empowering the future of aerospace.
Emma, thank you for sharing this with us.
Daniel, thank you for joining me on the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News.